Chapter 6. Von Lanzen and His Men. The four survivors stood on the bank of the Amazon, staring at the great river. Although it wasn't the longest river in the world, the Amazon was the biggest, carrying more water than any other river.
"I'm sure we'll meet someone along here," John told the others. "With all of this water, the most popular way to travel is by boat."
"So do we just wait here until a boat goes past?" asked Brunt sarcastically.
"No, I'm not saying that, Brunt," replied John. "We can see if there are boats or places where boats are tied up nearby."
"I think we should all stay together," said Kathy.
"Don't worry," Brunt smiled. "John won't leave you."
John was about to respond to Brunt's comment when he heard voices. They were coming from a short distance away, along the bank.
"Quick, behind these bushes," John told the group.
He ran to the nearest bush and hid behind it. The others followed. The voices were getting closer. Soon, three men stopped, almost in front of them.
"I think they're speaking English," Jane said quietly.
"Yes, you're right," said Brunt, and he confidently walked round from behind the bushes. "Hello, my name is Wilhelm Brunt," he introduced himself to the surprised men. "And these are my three companions."
"Come out from behind there," Brunt called to Jane, Kathy and John. "These men won't hurt you, I'm sure."
As John and the others came out from behind the bush, two of the men took out guns from inside their shirts and pointed them at the group. The third man, who had a thick beard and thin red hair, walked towards them. He appeared to be the boss.
"Who are you and why were you spying on us?" he demanded.
John informed the man that he and his companions were definitely not spying on them, and that they were the only survivors of a plane crash. The man introduced himself as Hans von Lanzen. He indicated to his two men, Paolo and Enrique, to put their guns away.
"Sorry about the guns, but you can never tell who you're going to meet in the jungle," he said. "You may have heard of me," he continued, and went on to explain that he was a scientist and was once considered the best in his profession.
"It's a well-known fact that I discovered 20 new species of monkey," he proclaimed.
"Is that what you're doing now? Looking for new species?" asked Jane, thinking this would make a great article for the Washington Sentinel. Paolo and Enrique laughed. Von Lanzen stared at them.
"Yes, something like that, my dear," he said. "Look, we've got a campsite less than 2 kilometers downriver. Perhaps you would like to join us, as our guests, of course."
"Is there any way we can get back home?" Kathy asked. Von Lanzen smiled.
"We'll discuss the possibilities when we get to the campsite," he answered.
On the way to the campsite, the group saw hundreds of brightly coloured butterflies resting on giant flowers which were floating on the river. Soon they could see the campsite. A large motorised yacht was anchored at the side of the bank, and above it, on higher ground, was a big tent, with several smaller tents round it.
"That's my home sweet home," said Von Lanzen, pointing to the big tent. "I'll ask my assistant, Ronaldo, to cook us a nice meal, and then we can talk."
When the group arrived at the campsite, they saw a tall, muscular man putting some large wooden boxes one on top of the other. The man came over immediately. Von Lanzen quietly said something to him.
The man looked towards the group and nodded his head to welcome them.
"Ronaldo will cook something soon,"
von Lansen told them.
"He's an expert at cooking fish."
Brunt smiled. "Oh, fish, that's my favorite. That's really great." Soon they were enjoying the meal that Ronaldo had made. Von Lansen asked John and the others many questions about the plane crash.
"It seems you were lucky to have survived," said von Lansen. "Have you seen any rescue planes?"
"It's hard to see through the trees, but I haven't heard anything," John told him.
"Anyway, we don't want to wait until we're rescued. We want to try and get home by ourselves," added Jane.
"I understand," said von Lansen, with a serious expression on his face.
When the meal was finished, they watched as Ronaldo continued putting the boxes on top of each other. "Does Ronaldo help you in your research?" Jane asked von Lansen.
"Ronaldo does what I tell him to do,"
von Lansen replied. "What are those boxes for?" Kathy asked curiously. She went over and examined them. "Are they for your new species?"
"Yes, tell us more about your research and the new species of monkey," said John. "It sounds very interesting."
"I used to work for the Venezuelan and Brazilian governments,"
von Lansen explained.
"They paid me well at first, and then they stopped. They said they didn't need my research any more,"
he said resentfully. "That's a pity," Kathy remarked. "So, if you're not doing any more research, what are you doing?" asked Jane.
"Don't ask so many questions, Jane," interrupted John.
"That's okay. I've got nothing to hide, my dear young lady,"
von Lansen told Jane.
"I find baby monkeys that are orphaned and protect them. The Venezuelan and Brazilian governments know that I do this. I put the monkeys in boxes and look after them until they're ready to be set free in the jungle, where they belong."
Brunt had been quiet for some time. He approached the boxes and then turned to look at von Lansen.
"She might be an idiot, but I'm certainly not," he declared.
Von Lansen stared at Brunt.
"I don't know what you're talking about,"
he replied.
"Illegal animal trading, that's what I'm talking about," Brunt told him. "You're selling these animals to anyone who will buy them for the right price. Am I right, or am I wrong?"
Von Lansen laughed loudly.
"You're an intelligent man," he said.
He turned to Jane.
"I need money to live on, just like you, young lady. Selling rare, exotic animals is illegal, but it's an easy way to make money. Yes, you're right. I catch them and then I sell them."
Kathy and Jane looked horrified.
"Don't look so unhappy, ladies,"
said von Lansen, smiling.
"The animals don't really suffer, and it's a very good business."
John felt repulsed by what he had just heard.
"You started helping the world by researching and finding new species, and now you're putting the poor innocent creatures into boxes and selling them?" he said. "I feel ill just thinking about it."
Brunt seemed very interested in von Lansen's profession.
"So is it only monkeys that you sell?" he wanted to know. "Monkeys, parrots, iguanas, anything that brings me a lot of money," von Lansen smiled.
Brunt looked round him.
"I don't see any animals. Where are they?" he asked.
Von Lansen told him that he had left many traps in the jungle, and a couple of his men were checking them.
"When they find the animals, they bring them back and then we put them into boxes,"
he explained.
"Every third week of the month, we fill the yacht with the boxes and take them up the river to one of the river islands. A seaplane picks them up and transports them to agents around the world. It's as simple as that.
These are living creatures you're talking about, not pieces of furniture you put in a box and send to a customer, protested Kathy.
Von Lansen didn't answer her. He just walked away.
John called to the others, and they came and sat down beside him.
Listen, we could use the plane that Von Lansen spoke about to get home, or at least out of this place, he said in a quiet voice.
And do you think Von Lansen will allow you to use his plane? Remarked Brunt sarcastically. Think again.
I'm not stupid, Brunt. I know he won't allow us to do that, John replied. When the right time comes, we'll find a way of taking his plane.
Brunt looked at John for a moment.
You're crazy, he said. You'll never succeed.
He walked away, talking to himself.
Don't pay any attention to him, said Kathy. I'm with you, John.
Me too, agreed Jane.